170 years ago today, a treaty was signed that ended the U.S.-Mexican War and ceded 525,000 square miles of land from Mexico to the U.S., including Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and four other states. The Rio Grande was also designated the boundary between Texas and Mexico. And the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo created a new population of Mexican Americans. And Mexicans on new U.S. territory could either remain Mexican citizens, return to Mexico, or claim U.S. citizenship. The anniversary of that signing is something Hispanic communities in the U.S. are celebrating as part of their heritage, calling it Segundo de Febrero.
February 2nd is not only the signing of the treaty, but in our Catholic understanding, it's also La Candelaria, the Levantada del Niño, in respect to old tradition that the baby in Jewish times was not taken out of the home until 40 days after. So from December 25th to February 2nd, that's that 40-day period.
Rogelio Smiley Rojas is a member of Danza Azteca Xinachli, a ceremonial dance group with indigenous roots.
Particularly in terms of us as indigenous people, Segundo Febrero, what came about to us was in the early years of the Chicano movement, going back to the roots of our heritage.
Rojas and his group frequently perform at a mass held in commemoration of Segundo de Febrero, and Rojas says the ceremony blends not only Catholic elements but indigenous ones.
In our tradition, we have four directions. We do our dance, our ceremony, and then the flowers, the petals are spread out in the four directions, and then into the center.
And the ceremony also has a blessing of the seeds to mark the beginning of the agricultural season. Segundo de Febrero is celebrated in three states. Texas has been marking the anniversary for 40 years. Arizona began commemorating Segundo de Febrero 20 years ago, and Colorado just joined in 3 years ago. Gonzalez sees Segundo de Febrero celebrations expanding across the Southwest.
We would like to continue promoting awareness of ourselves as a people, celebrating the diversity that is within each of us, and bringing to light the historical context that probably gives us a little better understanding of the political dynamics that are going on right now. But it's an event that took place. It's a reality that our people have dealt with, and we're going to continue to evolve into a better world.